You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Special guest, Jessica Bailey, aka Fables, on the line to talk about her latest single, Enough. Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing really good, thank you. First of all, congratulations are in order. Your single came out on Friday. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Yeah, a real relief. I think I almost didn't release the song as a single. I might just turn my camera off because I think we're lagging.
Hang on. True. Okay.
Great radio. I almost didn't release the song because I was just going to sneak it into the album and not really talk about it. And then kind of one day I had a change of heart and then realized that if I was to release the song, I had to do it now. Otherwise, yeah, it would be too late because everything else is kind of already in order. The wheels are in motion. And so we kind of frantically made the video and got it all submitted. And yeah.
Yeah.
Feels great.
Yay. That's good. Tell us a little bit about the track. Like, what's the meaning behind it? What did you write it about? That kind of thing.
I think if it's pretty explicit, like,
yeah,
a lot of the time I will write in you know more poetic or in metaphor, and this time I just had to say it. I just had to say it out loud, and so it was just about a time where I was leaving a relationship that I'd been in for 10 years and
crazy,
kind of just realized that it's definitely over. We're definitely grasping at straws, and
yeah,
I was trying to change myself all the time for this person, and so that's where the line is, like, I wish I was enough as I am, because it was, I think we just realized that no, like, you know, you grow a lot over 10 years, and
yeah,
I think I had just grown in a direction that wasn't what this person wanted, and so they were looking for comfort in other places, shall we say.
Right, right.
And I just didn't want to show my kids that's what love looks like, so
fair
left.
Enough.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what the song's about.
Nice. Not really nice, actually.
Yeah, it's but pretty bummer.
Yeah.
Nice emo song.
Kind of sucks. Yeah. Do you have a favorite lyric in it?
I think, like the last kind of line of the chorus, I wish I was enough as I am, was the real stinger.
Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the writing process like for this track, and like the recording process too? How long were you working on it for?
Oh gosh, like maybe a year.
Crazy.
It took us quite a long time to find the shape of not only this song but the whole body of work, and I think I was really trying to mask kind of how I don't want to say depressing, but I was really trying to lighten the mood musically all the time with all of the other versions, like, you know, and like the first version there's a huge trumpet solo and like a big like violin solo and everybody kind of rallies and gets together and you know, like everybody's singing the chorus with me, and
yeah,
it just was like, it wasn't right.
Yeah.
I just had to lean into how devastated I was, and stripped everything back. And when we went to Parachute, they had a baritone guitar, like a flat wound baritone guitar. And so it ended up being me playing nylon string and Dave kind of playing baritone at the same time. And so it's like this picking pattern that we can't really recreate live because it's actually happening across two different guitars.
Yeah.
But it's kind of mixed in a way that it sounds like one. And then Cass is playing this beautiful fretless bass. And there's a couple of parts in the song where she's doubled her line but is playing a harmony on the fretless bass.
Oh, that's
so
sick.
there's two bass lines kind of happening at the same time as well.
Yeah.
And lots of kind of atmospheric drones and like tinklings and like, I don't know, bumping of chairs. And there's some like organic clicking that kind of happened in the take that we ended up using that was going to be a guide track, but it just had all of the big feelings in there. So we kept it. And you can't really do that on purpose, I think.
Yeah.
So
true.
That's that.
Yeah, nice. How was working with like all of those different people to like record it?
Such a dream.
Yeah.
They've really helped me. Like when I started working on this project, I was really like looking for something life affirming, and something to do.
Yeah.
In the midst of all of the grief, and they kind of took me on board and didn't try to change the songs, didn't try to change me, didn't try to, like, you know, they didn't come with their own agenda. They just wanted to wring these songs out of me. And it was really beautiful and collaborative and supportive, and I'm so grateful. I say it all the time, but I am.
That's gorgeous. It sounds, that's really, really nice. What was your, like, did you have any particular musical inspirations or like influences or artists, just like artists that you were listening to a lot while you were writing these songs?
I listened to a lot of Hayley Hendrix and Big Thief and Adrian Linker and obviously Nadia Reid. We love Nadia. And because I recorded a lot of the songs with Reb and Dave, they come in with their own music, like Reb Fountain, and Dave plays with Marin Williams.
Yes.
And so there's like a very strong kind of alt country Americana flavor in amongst all of the other things going on. So
it's super cool. Yeah. And you shot a visualizer to go alongside this track. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I kind of went, I really wanted to do a kind of moving Renaissance painting, like a big kind of rough color and jewel tones. And then it was going to be quite like sort of smoky and dark purple and maroon and turquoise. That was like kind of the colors in my head when I was making the music. And then it all got derailed because we went to Look Sharp, which is like a costume hire shop in Auckland, and they have a huge, like this massive backdrop full of clouds.
Cool.
And Arahi and I got this idea to make like a diorama, essentially, in my mum's backyard. So the video kind of starts off with like real sky and then pans down into the fake sky. And then there's a paper mache volcano I made, and it was fireworks season, so we've got fireworks in there to kind of I don't know, to talk about the time bomb and the feeling like everything's about to kind of fall apart and explode. And there's also in the sundown video, there's heaps of dried hydrangeas. That was really hard to say. Dried hydrangeas.
Yes, got that.
And so in this video, my mum made a bigger than me, full size heart kind of sculpture out of dried hydrangeas.
Which is so sick.
And that, it all kind of just came together. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but if you think about it hard enough, it all kind of was right.
I get that.
So that was that, and we did it all in an afternoon and then stayed up way too late and edited it all, and away we go.
Cool. Awesome. That just sounds so insane. Why would you do it all in one day? But I guess it's kind of like,
like raging ADHD,
true,
I think, is probably the answer to that.
Fair enough. That's so fair.
You gotta do it
immediately
or it might never happen.
I relate to that. Actually, I'm like packing up my bedroom at the moment to move, and I'm like, I move in a week, it's gonna be fine. And then I look at it and I'm like, I've got so much stuff, but I know what to get done in like the 2 hours before I have it to get it done. Deadlines
are good to us.
Yeah, I agree.
You might cry in the process, but it'll be okay.
It's going to be fine. I'll probably cry anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, great song for crying if you need a playlist.
It is a great song for crying. It's a great song in general, but crying especially. Yeah.
It's made for crying.
Oh, yeah. It's off an album that you're releasing soon. Can you tell us anything about your album or like...
Yeah. So it's going to be called Change is a Slow-Moving Beast. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of just a nod to the fact that it's been about 7 years since I kind of released any music outside of this body of work. And what else can I say? It's coming out in March.
Exciting.
I've got one more single to come out in February. It'll be like just before Valentine's Day, and then the last single in March. And I'm so proud of it. It's going to be 12 tracks. That each song is sort of, I would say, vastly different to the last. Mm-hmm. But there's still a flavour in there, hopefully, that ties them all together. It's been such a cool journey, cool process.
Yeah, sick. How long has it been in the making?
We tracked most of the songs in December last year.
Cool.
But a lot of them I had written for quite a long time before that.
Mm.
And then some of them I wrote while we were recording. Like, you know, we had a few extra hours in the studio and it just kind of fell out of me. So there's a bit of a... I wonder if people can pick which ones we wrote, like, on the spot with the band and which ones we sat and simmered. It'll be interesting to see how it's kind of consumed or received.
I'll have to, like, listen intently now and try and figure it out. Yeah.
There's definitely, like, some language patterns, like words of the day that I would have... You know, I would fall through in the past, which I've probably moved on from now. Mm. So I think there's a clue in that. But sonically, I think it's hard. It's hard to distinguish.
True. Interesting. Yeah. Do you have a favourite song off of the album? Or...
Oh, no, this is really hard because every time I finish one, I'm like, this is the best song. This is it. And then we finish another one and I'm like, scratch that. The other one's awful. This one's the one. So I'm not the best person to ask.
True.
in regards to that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Cute. I guess that's kind of all.
I feel like.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I'm reflecting. I feel like Sundown is like the most accessible song. Like it's like a really good way into Fables.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's like the song everybody's mum will like.
Okay, cool.
Maybe. And then I have one song called Notebook, which isn't going to be a single. It's going to be the last track on the A side. Which I think is my favourite because it is such a departure from Sundown.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little bit more bouncy and it's like almost electronic, but it's cinematic, like orchestral.
Hmm.
It's different again.
Crazy.
But then I have another song called Woman, which is kind of like... You can imagine me like cross-legged on the floor with a harmonica, kind of.
Oh yeah,
it's different again. So, I didn't answer your question, but
that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sick. Not one favorite song, but many, and
many favorites. Yeah.
Ever changing. Yes.
Ever changing.
Yes.
Ask me tomorrow, and I'll have a different.
That's funny. Have you got anything exciting in the new year other than this album release? Like anything, any shows you're playing or
booking a tour currently for February and March, and so that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to a little bit of time off work over the summer so I can do other admin.
True.
Basically. And then yeah, just kind yeah. of getting ready to I shot a music video yesterday.
Ooh.
So that will come out in February. But I was ice skating. I'm not very coordinated, and I did fall making the previs.
Oh, no.
And I think I got an x-ray on my sternum, and so where the cartilage connects to my sternum is damaged.
Oh.
So I'm going to enjoy just having a rest. So it
yeah.
kind of hurts to breathe.
Oh, my
moment.
Gosh. Okay, that's not good at all. Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. The video will be fun. It'll be cool.
Yeah. Hectic. Are you okay, though? You're fine. You're okay? Yeah.
I'm miserable.
Right. Yeah.
I'm so sore. But, but I'm like, I have enough joy within me that it's like, okay, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. The joy
it's
will bring you through. Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. a good time of year to be injured.
True, actually. You kind of don't really have to do much.
No, yeah, yeah. We'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just wanted to say thanks because I'm so happy to have this interview, but also I wanted to say thank you to any of the listeners that voted for Sundown on the charts for Radio 1.
Yeah.
We did 6 weeks in there. And
it was on there for ages.
It was an absolute wild card for me. I feel, I guess not very well connected in Dunedin. Because I haven't been that way in ages. And I feel like every other person in Auckland has worked on the project in some way, shape or form. So it's not that like being on the BFM charts is like a bummer. Like obviously I'm thrilled about that. But
yeah.
It kind of felt more meaningful in a way that I didn't expect to see us in there. So I just wanted to say thanks and yeah.
Thank you for coming on. This has been an absolute pleasure. And Sundown deserved to be on the charts for so long. It's a great track.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks. I've actually got it queued up next, so maybe we will get into that now. Thank you
Amazing.
So much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. And
thank you.
Can't wait to hear more from Fables soon.
Cheers. Well, have a great week.
You too.
Good luck moving.
Thank you.
I hope you don't cry too much.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, this is Fables Sundown on Radio 1.
Becomes me incandescent and flumbly. Would you call me your darling just for one evening? I am draped in mid-century.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.